evening. It's Monday, September 17th, 2018, and I will call this meeting to order. Mayor Stow is out of town, and I will be serving as acting mayor. With that, I will ask that the clerk please call the roll.
Mrs. Capellini here. Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanum?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here. All seven members of council are present, therefore a quorum does exist, and we are in good shape here. I'd like to welcome all of our guests. There are agendas on either side, so please feel free to get an agenda. And if you have any questions, please feel free to raise your hands, and we'll address them and recognize you at the appropriate time. And so glad to see the chief is with us, is the fire chief as well. Welcome. At this time, I'd like to invite you to join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Mr. Hanum.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So with that, I would ask if there are any additions to the agenda. I do have a couple. I'd like to add 3A, election of a president pro tem. And I'd also like to add at item number 13, report on DORA. Do any members of council have anything else they'd like added to the agenda?
Mary. Or Ms. Mayor, acting mayor, whatever. I apologize. I just want to advise council I will be pushing away from item 6 on our agenda, as my partner is here representing Rosemary Care Center tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Hanum. Very good. Any other members of council? Hearing nothing, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mrs. Westphal.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mrs. Westphal.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mrs.
Westphal. Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mrs. Westphal.
Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the motion, that the agenda stand approved as amended. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda stands approved. So with that, I'd like to introduce agenda item 3A, an election of president pro tem. I would take nominations from the floor.
Madam Chair, I would nominate Mark Lutke as the president pro tem.
Mr. Lutke has been nominated. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of Mr. Are there any other nominations to come before council? All in favor of Mr. Lutke serving as president pro tem, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Lutke. With that, we will move right on to our approval of our meeting minutes from the September 5th meeting. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, minutes of the September 5th meeting have been provided to all members of council, and I move approval of the minutes unless there are any corrections.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from the Monday, September 5th, 2018 meeting as presented. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and the minutes from the September 5th, 2018 meeting stand approved. With that, we'll move on to agenda item number 5, proposed ordinance number 46-2018. That was the first amendment to the real estate purchase agreement for SOMO. And I think that I will ask Mrs. Brining to just bring us up to speed with kind of how those changes went into the dialogue around that.
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. Following our last council meeting and the executive session, I submitted to SOMO the proposed revision just to delete the cost that Mr. Hanum pointed out in the right to repurchase paragraph. They signed it and returned it, and so it is before council for consideration and approval tonight.
Thank you, Mrs. Brining. And thank you to Mr. Hanum for his hard work and diligence in reviewing this and bringing that to our attention. I think it was of help to all of us.
Just with, being difficult.
Huh?
Just being difficult.
Sometimes that comes in handy. So with that, I'm going to ask Mrs. Hussman to read proposed ordinance number 46-2018.
Thank you, Mrs. Westphal.
I would like to introduce ordinance number 46, 2018. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Approving the First Amendment to Commercial Real Estate Purchase Agreement of SOMO MF Partners LLC and SOMO Retail Holdings LLC to purchase the city's real estate known as the SOMO property located along Monroe Street. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said First Amendment to Commercial Real Estate Purchase Agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 46-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 46-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 46-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 46-2018 stands approved. That will move on to agenda item number 6, proposed ordinance 49-2018, authorizing some changes for the variable mode health care revenue bonds for Rosary Care Center. I'm going to start with Mrs. Reining, maybe.
Madam Chairman, before we get started, I need back away from the table.
Move that council allow Mr. Hayden to back away from the table.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Mr. Hayden can back away from the table. And all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Mr. Hayden. So with that,
thank you, Mrs. Westfall. Actually, I will be, Alita Benigni is here on behalf of Rosary Care Center. So I will be turning it over to her for any questions. I can briefly tell you, this is kind of a refunding a little bit. It's going from a variable rate to a fixed rate, and the city had previously was involved when the bonds were first issued back in 2012. So this is, since they need to be refunded, this is just procedurally what has to happen. So I will let Alita.
If you please introduce yourself. We'd appreciate that.
So just for clarification purposes, and repetitive, I'm sure, under no possible circumstances can the city's taxpayers be on the hook for any issues associated with this project.
Thank you, Alita. So with hearing no further questions or comments, I would ask Mr. Lutke to introduce proposed ordinance number 49-2018.
Yes, Mrs. Westfall. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 49-2018. Copies have previously been distributed to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Authorizing certain changes to the variable mode health care revenue bonds issued for the benefit of Rosary Care Center.
authorizing execution of a supplement to tax regulatory agreement with respect to the bonds, authorizing execution of a bond purchase agreement with respect to the bonds, and authorizing other documents in connection with the issuance of the bonds, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance 49-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Final reading.
Move final passage of ordinance number 49-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage for ordinance 49-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion stands approved. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us tonight. And
I'm back.
And so with that, Mr. Hainan, we'll ask that you join us again at the table. Thank you so much. So, from there, we will look at agenda item number 7, street banner permit request from Lourdes University. I think that this has certainly been something that has come through one of our committees and then through the Planning Commission, and I think we've seen support for that. So with if there's no other discussion from any members of administration on this, it seems like a pretty cut and dried issue. And the picture is included with the legislation in the back, the banner picture. So with that, I would ask Mr. Richardson if he would like to introduce this legislation.
Yes, thank you. I would like to introduce ordinance number 50-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only, approving the banner application at Lourdes University, authorizing the zoning and then administrator to indicate such approval on behalf of the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 50-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Final passage of ordinance 50-2018.
I move final passage of ordinance 50-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage for ordinance 50-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 50-2018 stands approved. I would like to just quickly and share a little bit about what's going on here with our Notre Dame Academy students who are in the back row, and I think an accompanying adult. Glad you're with us. The two motions, we need two motions to approve legislation. The city charter requires that all ordinances be read in their entirety 3 times, but with the new age world of copies and internet, we feel that it's possible for both council members and the community at large to have the opportunity to read the legislation in advance if they choose. So we can do the first motion, and in that first motion you hear us waiving the second and third readings, and then we do once that motion is approved, we move to a final motion. The second motion to approve it as an emergency measure with 5 or more council member voting together, ordinances can be passed in one evening, all in the same evening. So that prevents us from having to wait through 2 more additional meetings. Also, just for your benefit, I would share with you that council, most of the work of council is done at the committee level. And once things get here, in an ideal world, they've been vetted pretty thoroughly, and we're really going through the steps of approval of a legislation. Certainly critical questions and critical components can still surface, as they should, at the council meeting. But I'd like to have our members of council maybe go around and introduce themselves and share with you what committees they chair. So with that, I'm going to start with Mr. Hainan.
I am the chair of Zoning and Annexation. I've been on council for 15 years, hard to believe.
I'm the chair of Parks and Forestry.
Hi, I'm Patrick Richardson. I am the chair of the Streets Committee.
I'm Mary Westfall. As president of Sylvania City Council, I chair 2 committees, that's Finance and Utilities.
Hello, I'm Sandy Hussman, and I chair Buildings and Grounds.
Hi, I'm Mark Fry, and I chair the Safety Committee.
And I'm Mark Lukey. I chair Human Resources and Community Relations.
So hopefully that gives you a little idea, and if you have any questions, you certainly can feel free to ask any of us following the meeting. We'd be happy to help you understand anything that's not clear. And glad to have you with us. So with that, we're going to go on to agenda item number 8, the Main Street Reconstruction Project. And I'm going to begin with Mr. Aller sharing a little bit about the report on change order number 1.
Thank you, Mrs. Wiskel. Change order number 1 is the lion's share of the change order was due to unstable soil. We had larger areas of material than anticipated that was not suitable to put stone base and asphalt over, and the areas went much deeper than what originally planned. So in lieu of continuing to excavate and more stone and more excavation and more stone, we modified the design to a geogrid, which is basically just a, in simple terms, a large plastic mesh, if you will, that's put onto the ground and keeps the under soil that's not suitable from coming up and affecting the good soil, good stone base that we're putting back on top. So we modified the design and went with the geogrid and super berm. That cost would have actually been more had we continued to do the excavation of stone base. So even though it's a change order, it wasn't a bid item in the contract, so that's why it's comes through as a change order. So that's $10,000 of it. The other items are some material switches. as you know, we have ODOT funding in this project, and with ODOT funding, you have to include anything that they have approved in their spec. Once we got to the material selection for the storm sewer, we did not accept smooth wall, plastic pipe, ripped pipe underneath the pavement in the city of Sylvania yet. We stick with solid wall PVC, and so that was an upcharge of about $3,700. We had some maintenance of traffic additional work that we had to perform when we switched some of the traffic along Monroe Street. And then, unfortunately, the crosswalk material that we're putting in, which is basically just like what is in Chandler's, across Main Street, that material is essentially on back order. The factory is way behind in getting that delivered. So we had to put temporary crosswalks in place, and there's a charge for that. So the total cost of the change order is $18,663.98. That brings the total contract to $808,588.41. And we are in agreement with the amounts in the change order and recommend its approval.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. Any questions for Mr. Aller?
Yes, Mr. Aller. Can you elaborate on the city standards versus the ODOT standards on the pipe?
Yeah, ODOT accepts much of ODOT's work is shallow excavation depth, and the ripped pipe they feel that is sufficient for most of their uses. They also don't use most of their storm sewer work is between pavement. They have very little storm sewer that goes underneath pavement, so ours being under pavement, we stick with the solid wall.
And they would use this ripped pavement if they were putting it under a pavement as well. So
are we
just smarter than they are?
Our concern is deformation.
It's
deformation. The rip pipe has a tendency to deform and become egg-shaped. Where solid wall PVC doesn't have that. That's not a concern with solid wall PVC. And so we do not accept the ripped pipe underneath the pavement.
Is ODOT out of step with most cities, or are we
different? Because their uses are different. Their uses are different. than ours, the depth of excavation that they put in. This pipe was approximately 14 foot deep, where they're typically much shallower. So you don't have that soil load bearing down on it like we do at 14 feet. So there are circumstances where I don't disagree with ODOT accepting it. Just in the circumstance that we had here, we didn't feel that it was the right pipe. Because once it deforms at 14 foot deep, it's tough to correct versus 5 to 6 feet. And so we went with the thicker wall, solid wall. Not uncommon in most cities, actually. Most cities don't accept the ripped pipe, just because of the type of construction that gets done.
It's just a way for the state of Ohio to shift costs to cities.
I can't answer that.
I would think they'd be shifting at a much higher level if that was the strategy.
Well, they're doing it there too. I just thought this was just another instance.
Any other questions for Mr. Aller? Mr. Aller, thank you for your work and for the administration's work. You never think it needs to be redone, but it certainly does look nice. And I'm sure that it was more detailed and intricate than what I can fully understand. So appreciate your work and your effort. I know that administration does recommend that we move forward with approving this. So with that, I would invite Mr. Richardson to introduce ordinance number 51-2018.
Thank you. I will now introduce ordinance number 51-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number 1 to this city's agreement with Helms and Sons Excavating Incorporated for the Main Street Reconstruction Project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $18,663.98, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 51-2018 be read by title only and the second and third reading be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move final passage.
I will move final passage of ordinance number 51-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage for ordinance number 51-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 51-2018 stands approved. Thank you very much. Moving on to agenda item number 9, Sylvania River Trail Phase 2. Project. Again, Mr. Aller, we'll ask for you to bring us up to speed on this.
Thank you, Mr. Westfall. The items on this change order, the first item is again related to ODOT somewhat. When we were in construction of the river trail in the area of going underneath US 23, it was discovered that their storm sewer was in very poor condition. It was caved in. The catch basin was basically all broken, and there was a short section, probably about 70 feet, all needed to be replaced. In talking with ODOT, we asked if they wanted to come in with their crews and perform that, or if they wanted us to get it while we were here, and they ultimately asked us to replace it. We have an agreement with ODOT, and it will be coming. Our annual invoice we should be receiving very soon. They will be crediting us. If you remember, an agreement comes to you every 3 years, I believe it is, where we reimburse ODOT for maintenance costs along US 23. And that's in the neighborhood of $30,000. It gets adjusted for, based on the consumer price index, but approximately $30,000. They are going to credit this storm sewer work off of that $30,000 invoice. So, our invoice will be approximately $23,000, $24,000 come this year. So, that is, while it's a cost to us on this change order, that will be reimbursed to us, if you will, through a credit on that invoice. And then the other work is related to costs that we had with Toledo Edison in getting the service connection established for the electric along the river trail. Those costs are typically handled as an extra, because when you're putting the design documents together, getting Toledo Edison to specify exactly what they're going to do and how they want to do it is impossible. And so you deal with it at construction, and the contractors do those costs at that time. So again, we're in agreement with both of these costs and would recommend its approval.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Allen?
Yeah, I just have a question about the status of the project. I see that we have some asphalt ground now and part of it. What's our completion time?
They're moving along. They're putting concrete, pouring concrete in the elevated walkway sections now. They are aiming to have the project done by the end of the month, and I would, at this time, I have no reason to doubt that. I think it will be complete. We did have an unfortunate circumstance this past weekend. The concrete that they poured, someone on a bike decided that it would be neat to go through it before it was cured. So we're determining how we're going to handle that situation. It was barreled off, taped off. They had to work to get in there. So we'll have to determine how we do that. We think we can take care of it with some grinding and some work, and hopefully be able to not have to redo sections, because that will be extensive work. They're moving along. Things are good. Once Mother Nature cooperated, they've made really good ground. We lost a lot of days. We lost like 39 days. They were able to work 3 days, and then we lost like 39 out of the last, out of the next 42 days or something like that due to weather. But once they were able to get in there, they've made really good progress. We'll be looking at a ribbon cutting and trying to establish some dates and coming back and having that. So, a lot of people waiting for it. I've had calls, quite a few calls about it. So.
Yeah, it looks magnificent.
It looks great.
It was not easy to get it done, but thank you for your first year.
So, Kevin, I have to ask the question, just out of curiosity, was the storm sewer that you guys replaced ribbed pipe?
Yes, it was.
That's
it,
what I thought you were going to say. Thank you.
It was actually ribbed metal pipe.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you for that report, Mr. Aller, and I know we're all anxious to see that river trail open up. So with that, I would ask Mrs. Cappellini to introduce proposed ordinance number 52-2018.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 52-2018. All members of council, having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one to the city's agreement with Miller Brothers Construction Incorporated for the River Trail Phase 2 project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $10,380.71. Appropriating funds, therefore, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 52-2018 be read by title only and the second and third reading be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, I've moved final passage of ordinance number 52-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage for ordinance number 52-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance number 52-2018 stands approved as presented. Thank you very much. And moving on to agenda item number 10. Again, we'll start with Mr. Aller giving us an update.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. In December 2017, council had approved the purchase of a portable salt conveyor system. At that time, we were in discussion with Monclova Township about their interest in participating with us. Soon after that, we discovered that it was not going to be possible to get this conveyor system in time for our winter delivery. So we kind of put the brakes, we had the water conversations going on at that time, trying to get projects like Main Street and that kind of stuff out the door. So we pulled off of this purchase, knowing that we weren't going to have it in time for that winter delivery to begin with. We'd like to get back into where we're making that purchase and moving forward. That way we'll have it for this upcoming winter delivery. Monclova Township is interested in participating. Some of the reasons that I gave to you at the time that you approved it was we currently put our staff in a pretty precarious position in getting our salt stacked. And it's not a good practice and one that we would like to end. There are some delivery companies that will, they basically have rotating paddles on the back of their trucks that will throw the material up high, but it pulverizes the salt when it does it, and it just doesn't make it a nice usable material to put onto the streets. It turns it into almost a powder. So we would like to move forward with purchasing the conveyor. We basically have an agreement with Monclova Township. We took a look. Part of the agreement says that we will, observe that any maintenance costs and things of that nature will be based on each party's use over the last 5 years. Monclova Township sent me their records for what their average use was over the past 5 years. We determined our records. We were actually within 2 tons of each other. It was just odd that it was that close. I figured we were going to be at a 55, 45, or 60, 40, but it ends up being just a straight 50-50 split. This way, this is the type of equipment that only gets used 1 week out of the year. This way, two entities will be able to utilize the equipment. If other entities decide that they want to come on board, our intent is that they will buy into it. We're not interested in getting into rental agreements or anything like that. They will buy into it on a straight reimbursement based on their use for the last 5 years. So I would like to move forward with this agreement. Monclova Township also will have this on their agenda tonight. They plan to move forward, and I would ask for approval.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. Since council did approve a purchase of this system in December of 17, this likely is part of the budget already?
It was actually, because it was in the 17, it was part of our, we call it our 223 fund. It's state reimbursement. It's state monies that come to us strictly for street maintenance and street maintenance activities. And so it's part of that fund.
Okay.
And we budgeted amount in there for a certain amount of salt, and we're below that amount of salt. So the funds are available.
Very good. Any other questions from members of council? Hearing none, I would like to invite Mr. Richardson to introduce the legislation.
Thank you. I would like to introduce ordinance number 53, 2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a joint cooperation agreement on behalf of this city of Sylvania with the board of Monclova Township trustees for the purchase and use of a portable salt conveyor system, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 53-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 53-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage for ordinance number 53-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 53-2018 stands approved. Thank you very much. With that, we will move on to committee reports from Buildings and Grounds.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. We at 7 o'clock this evening we had a Buildings and Grounds committee. All members of City Council were in attendance, and members from administration were Leslie Brining, Bill Sanford, Chief Rodas, and Kevin Aller. We discussed the property at 6606 Erie Street, the sale of that, or prospective sale of that. Maps were provided by Kevin Aller, and we talked about, I brought up the items that we had previously talked about, that there would be no more mowing, snow removal, et cetera, for the city to do. And Mr. Aller brought to our attention that's close to $2,000 per year. It would be back on the property tax rolls. The sale would be $2,000, excluding whatever cost. We talked about the fact that it would be a negative to lose control of the land. Even though we do have presently three parks on Main Street at Maplewood in Maine, the Sabine Historical Village in Monroe in Maine, Katie brought up, Mrs. Capellini brought up the problem that the one at Maplewood in Maine is not our property, that we lease that, and so we don't have control of that going forward. Leslie discussed the agreement that the buyer was willing to sign, and what the requirements would be to do that for that buyer. Mrs. Capellini felt that it was not a good idea, and brought up the that we do not control the Maplewood in Maine, and if nothing else, we could use that park for, or that plot for planting a Christmas tree. And she brought up the fact that it's a gateway lot into our community. Mr. Richardson agreed with Mrs. Capellini that it's a prime location. Mr. Fry talked about the cost to maintain and asked Mr. Aller if that was a soft cost or time allocation. It was time allocation. Mr. Fry also asked about the square footage. It's 3,500, about an 0.08 of an acre, and that the Maple and Main Park is about the same size. Mr. Aller explained that we had purchased the property previously for $12,000, and we used some of the property to improve the turning radius at that corner, so that buses now can make that turn. It is not a buildable lot, and therefore that was the reason that the price was set low. Mark Lukey mentioned that he would recommend taking this off the market, and the fact that we bought it for $12,000 and now are selling it for $2,000, he felt would be difficult to explain to citizens. He said he spoke with the Arts Commission. They thought maybe an interactive sculpture might be good at that corner, and mentioned with Dora coming that it would be a good sitting area and possible food truck location. And he preferred that we make it a park. Mary Westfall said that she's not ready to sell it and questions whether a park would be a good designation. Mr. Fry then said that he feels that we should keep the land and not sell it at this point until we check into more things that we could do with that space and then possibly designate it as a park. It was suggested and that we refer it to parks for more information, and Mrs. Capellini agreed with that, and so we tabled the legislation. Mr. Fry proposed, and Kate and Mrs. Capellini seconded that motion, and then we made a motion to refer it to the parks, and Mrs. Capellini proposed that, and Mr. Richardson seconded it. the meeting adjourned at 7:30.
Thank you, Mrs. Hussman. I believe that for the action, we would be required to have a formal vote of City Council on those two issues.
Okay. Do you want me to? Okay. So to bring this to City Council, we need a vote of City Council to table the legislation, Ordinance 48-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to table Ordinance Number 48-2018. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And then I propose that we refer this property and its future to the Parks and Forestry Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer this issue regarding the corner park, the corner lot, to Parks and Forestry. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So, Katie, it is now yours. Good luck. So, with that, I would ask if there are any committee referrals that we should be made aware of tonight. I think that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'd like to quickly just do an update on what has transpired thus far with DORA. Really, this was Mark's vision, but it was put on my plate as president, so I really feel like I'm stealing his thunder. But Mark and Patrick, as council members, have expressed interest, and we've spoke some consensus around them being the council members representing the DORA, and Mr. Lutke has agreed to chair that committee, so I'm grateful for that. I do have two downtown people who have made a commitment to come on board, and we have one community member, and we are reaching out to another community member. And again, the vision from Mr. Lutke was a small group of six people, two council, two downtown, two community. And so as soon as we lock in that next person, I anticipate that Mr. Lutke will be gathering the committee and figuring out those steps. I did take it upon myself to go downtown and have the DORA cup to pass off to you, but I forgot to bring it today.
Downtown
Toledo, because I wanted to see what they were. And they're a clear cup, which was, I didn't know that, and it literally lists the hours, and it's pretty clear. You can't make a big mistake.
That would be a good excuse for me to go down.
I think that's a much better way. Do a little bit of research. Sounds good. So thank you for your willingness to lead that. I would share with you a couple things in the packet. One is the public meeting on the US 23 and Monroe Street interchange study. And again, I think you just would want to be aware of it. Note that there is not a formal presentation. It's on October 16th from 4 to 6 o'clock. So if you're available to step through for any of that, I would encourage you to do that and see what kind of interest and discussion there is. Also, I would share with you that I think you all received the Lord's legislative update, and that is on Tuesday, September 25th. So again, just so that if you have lost sight of it in your busy schedules, you're aware of it, and feel free to reach out to Lourdes and let them know if you'll be able to join us there. They generally are very informational sessions and a good place to be if you can fit it in.
It's the community breakfast rather than the legislative.
It's the annual
State of the University. Yeah. Yes, you're right. It's the State of the University.
And it's at 7:30, right?
It's at 7:30 on the 25th. So that brings us to the end of our agenda. Is there any other attention, any other items to bring to the attention of the group? Hearing none, I would say, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. So this meeting stands adjourned until our next meeting on Monday, October 1st, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.